Hare Krishna, today's topic is starting from scratch. Enjoyment is our birthright. There was a slogan by Lokmanya Tilak that freedom is my birthright. But this slogan goes above that slogan, saying that enjoyment is our birthright. So we try to enjoy materially. Materially in the sense, we try to enjoy the things in this nature using our senses. And that is what is called the material enjoyment. And this is the mistake. We don't get the real enjoyment. We all know that. This enjoyment is the characteristic of the soul. How can it be the characteristic of the soul? Because it exists in every living being. Everyone wants to enjoy. But what happens when we try to enjoy here? We have to start from scratch every time. How's that? One of my friends was going to migrate to Canada, and so we were researching something about the life there, and she was just considering, so we were doing a little more detailed study about it. So one of the facts that we came across during the study was that many people quit. They migrate from, say, India to Canada for better prospects, and somehow something goes wrong and they quit and they come back to their motherland. So the reasons for this were explained, the foremost being that the people cannot adjust to the fact that they have nothing here. You may be a big businessman in your motherland, and you may be a very respected, prestigious person holding a very dignified position. But when you migrate to a new place, you have to start from zero, and many people can't take that. Also, if you want to go for a new degree, say I am MBBS and I want to take up LLB, I may be a very bright MBBS student with a lot of medals and a lot of certificates to my disposal. Still, when I go for a bachelor degree in law after medicine, I have to start from zero, as if I was zero. So this medicine is not going to be counted there at all. Another example, we have been shifting houses recently. You have a very wonderful house in one place. You have put a lot of efforts in making everything just the right thing at right place, and whatever you wanted as per the luxury, less, more, convenience, everything you have done perfect in that house. When you shift to the new house, that is again zero. Whatever you have done there, that house is like a villa or it may be a super luxurious apartment, that doesn't count. When it's a new house, it's a new story altogether. We have to start from scratch. So, what does it have to do with this discussion here? The point is that we all have tried for material enjoyment till date by acquiring a lot of knowledge in various fields. We try to do that so that we become successful in that field. Someone becomes a chemist, a physicist, politician, artist, or whatever it is. So everyone knows something of everything, or everything of something. This is generally known as knowledge. Nothing beyond this. But as soon as we leave the body, all of this knowledge is vanquished. All of this knowledge is zero. It's not counted by anyone. In a previous life, I may be a great man of knowledge, but in this life, again, I have to start with A, B, C, D. No one knows what you were. X, Y, Z businessman. Crores and crores and millions of property, and more than a king can hoard. But when the person dies, everyone knows, Khali haat aaye the, khali haat jayenge. We laugh at such statements. Oh, chale chale pani puri do, you know, because we want to neglect this. But no. We are not here to neglect these facts. We are here to seriously consider them. The point is that we are trying to find some permanent knowledge. We are seeking different kinds of knowledge, and we know that this knowledge gives us success. We have seen that success also in this world, but actually we are searching for the eternal knowledge, the knowledge which is always going to remain with us, even if we change our body. And that is the knowledge we'll be discussing here. Because we want eternal enjoyment. Because we want permanent enjoyment. So that knowledge must also be permanent. That should be the knowledge which will not change. The facts will not change. And that knowledge will not leave us after we leave our body. And that knowledge is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are rotting in this world because we have forgotten Him.